Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. We'll get back to the NFL here coming up in a bit. We're also going to catch up with Jeff Goodman, who covers college basketball, coming up at the top of the hour. I mean, I guess KU plays an important game this weekend. I mean, we got to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it, but Rob says that we have to, and Rob's the boss. All right. I want to share some numbers with you guys because I think that we have been told a lie. Now, I don't want you guys to take this like I don't think that Charles Woodson isn't amazing, because he is. But, Rob, you know that we have been told for our entire life, well, Charles Woodson won it because he played on both sides of the ball. Do you know how many yards receiving Charles Woodson actually had back in 1997? Do you know how many he had, Rob? Charles Woodson that year had 231 receiving yards and had 15 yards rushing. And in special teams, Rob, he didn't have a kick return that year. He only had punt returns and scored one touchdown, the famous one in which he hits the Heisman post. Now, again, I'm not telling you that Charles Woodson is not incredible. I'm not telling you that he didn't deserve the Heisman Trophy. But we have already kind of set a standard that if you are an exceptional two-way player, that you should be the favorite for the Heisman Trophy. Then why are we pushing back on Travis Hunter in any capacity? Now, Travis Hunter this season has 60 catches for 757 yards and 8 touchdowns. Travis Hunter is in line to be a first-team All-American wide receiver. That is not what Charles Woodson was his junior year at Michigan. He was fine. He was not what Travis Hunter was. And Travis Hunter is also in line to be first-team All-American at cornerback. So you're telling me that not only is he one of the two or three best wide receivers in the country, you also think he's one of the two or three best defensive backs in the country? And you guys are trying to tell me about Cam Ward to win the Heisman Trophy? Now, don't get me wrong. Cam Ward is having an incredible season. He really is. He's having a phenomenal season. Rob, you and I at the beginning of the season told people to watch out for Miami. I picked Miami to win the ACC. I saw a vision. Cam Ward has 29 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions. He's the quarterback of an undefeated team. This is the biggest argument I have against Cam Ward. There will be another one next year. There's going to be another quarterback on a good team, and they are in line to win the Heisman Trophy. We've given it to Cam Ward a bunch of times. Bryce Young was him. We've given it to him. We've given it to that player. There has never been a player in college football like Travis Hunter. He is the embodiment of the award. That's not to say that Ashton Jeanty is not having an incredible season, and he definitely deserves to go to New York. That is not to say that Cam Ward isn't having a great season or Dylan Gabriel at Oregon. All of those guys are having phenomenal seasons. But I don't know how you can have an award that on the picture, it is a guy holding and running the football, and it reads most outstanding college football player, And you are arguing that anybody has been more outstanding than Travis Hunter has been this year. It's no contest to me. Colorado is a very average football team. They're incredibly average. They have two very special players. They have a quarterback that's going to go in the top 10 in next year's NFL draft, and they have a once-in-a-lifetime college football player also on their team. How are we arguing to give it to other people? This is how my ballot would look today. My ballot would be Travis Hunter number one, as we are 1 month out. Travis Hunter number one, Ashton Jeanty number two, Cam Ward number three, and Dylan Gabriel number four. Now, maybe that can change. The only way that number one can change for me is if Travis Hunter's just done playing college football. He just wakes up and says, you know what, I'm quitting. I don't care about my team going to the playoff. I'm just off to go get this money. But if Travis Hunter is planning on playing the rest of the season, he has already proven to me that he is the most outstanding player in the country, and I would give him the award.
So here's the thing. I don't disagree, but as I've said many times in this show, it wouldn't be a great radio show if I said, great point, Carrington, applauded and turned my mic off. It wouldn't really move that way.
I'd like it.
I mean, it'd be
great for me.
It'd be an audience of one. We would have we would not be one the way we are right now. We'd be a different one. Here's the thing about that Charles Woodson year that people also don't talk about. Yes, he played both sides of the ball. Yes, we probably do overvalue how much of both sides it was. But you know what Michigan did that year? And this is a problem I have with the committee. It's a problem I have with the Heisman Trophy, but it is a real-life situation. You know what Michigan did in 97? They won the national title.
And they went undefeated.
They went undefeated in the Big Ten. Like, by the way, real quick, sidebar. ESPN now has a 30 for 30 out called the Heisman 97 year.
I actually like that one.
So good.
It is good.
Please watch it. It's incredible.
Really,
but you know who Charles Woodson beat out? Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Everyone said it was Peyton Manning's award to lose. Peyton Manning lost to Florida that year. He was out. Curtis Enos and Penn State, oh, watch out. They lost. They were out. Michigan had to have both the narrative of they went undefeated, they went to the Rose Bowl, they won the national title, and they had to do it on the back of a great two-way player. So I don't disagree. Travis Hunter should win the Heisman, but I wonder if the committee is going to ding him because last time they saw someone be a two-way player, his team, on the greatness of him alone, was in the national title game because that 97 Michigan team was not Brian Greasy slinging the ball all over the yard and Woodson just made a few plays. I wonder if he gets dinged because previously when we saw that, it was a title type of team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.